The Brekkie Binge.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On Hot FM.
Here we go.
My friend was telling me this tragic story about how her friend panicked and got into a bit of trouble. Now, there was a cyclone brewing, and as you can imagine, the sky was very dark and it was starting to pelt down.
Right.
Now, this woman was inside a house, and she had clear glass windows and clear glass doors, okay? So she could see outside that there was a toy. There was Miffy's toy outside. She thought, oh, that's totally going to be swept up by the wind and the cyclone, so I kind of want to go out and get it.
Oh, that's worth it.
Yeah.
That's worth it, yeah. Good life choices, mate.
Now, she was already feeling a little bit panicked from the fact that there was an imminent cyclone. So she goes out the door, closes the glass door behind her, and then I think when she was outside, realised the severity, and you know how you can feel it's electric when there's a cyclone brewing. She runs out and gets a toy, but she kind of panics. And as she's coming back in the door, she doesn't open the door. She puts her hand through the glass.
Oh!
And there's a dreadful, dreadful scene of blood and glass and everything. So she needs to be taken to the hospital during a cyclone.
All because
which
of a
is
stupid
worst
toy.
Case scenario, yeah, because of a toy.
Is Miffy a human being or an animal?
I don't know. Whatever you want it to be.
Probably a pet. In which case, oh, God.
People love their pets.
Oh, yeah,
they do. I mean, they sacrifice a lot.
It's a bloody toy. Let it blow away.
13, 12, 16. Come on, let's be honest here. What have you walked through? Because after this story was told, there are lots of others.
Yeah.
Especially glass pool gates.
Oh, very clean windows.
Now, and I was told that apparently the Tanks Art Centre used to have clear glass and birds kept going into it, and that's why they now have that reflective mirror.
Oh, and you know what? It's only one way too, so all the people in the offices can see what you're doing when you're trying to pick your nose.
I know, and I'm always looking to see how my legs look in that. I'm like, there's so someone on the other side going, you're a vain.
What have you walked into?
Maureen, what have you walked into?
Well, renovating a house with my son, always in a hurry, never enough time, so I just miscalculated the width of a doorway and ran into the doorway, and I have paid for it ever since.
Wait.
I have a shoulder injury now for 20 years.
Oh.
Did you build the doorway too small, or you just went too far to the right?
No, Shad, it's not that. I wish it was that easy, but no, normal size doorway.
My apologies. I'm sorry, I'm not the one walking into hallways.